Turn off your cell phone. Tim. And pull in your stomach a little bit. That straightens your spine. A little bit of smile. Even if your tooth is aching. Relax your forehead. Your breath. Follow your breath. that you will die before the sun sets today. And it doesn't matter how strong you are, how good is your yoga, how healthy you are. There are things that can kill you before the sun sets. Body is actually very fragile. Many things can kill you suddenly. It's a miracle you didn't die yet. Not even a car can live for 30 years, 40 years. You're still alive. It's just karma. It can finish anytime. Think about it, doesn't matter where you go, doesn't matter where you live, there's no place which is safe. If the time comes, death will find you in a rich city or a poor city, rich country, poor country, doesn't matter. think it doesn't matter what doctors you have or what medicine you have. When the karma's finished, death comes. There's no doctor that can help you. And there's no medicine that can help you. And again, bring your mind back to the idea that you will die before sunset. Decide what would be a good way to spend the day, last day. And come back to your breath. Three deep breaths. And you can stretch. Open your eyes. I brought the book. This is the book we're studying. It's a copy from Tibet. The cloth is made in Tibet, handmade. And it was my teacher's favorite book, and he made notes in it, you can see. And when I passed the Geshe exam, he gave it to me. So you can... This paper is made from a bush in Tibet. It's a little bit like these bushes. You can play with it if you want, okay? Don't mix the page numbers, okay? Then Tim's going to pick somebody. I asked him to pick one lady and one man who are going to... The lady's going to give us three of the problems of not doing death meditation. And the gentleman is going to give us the other three problems of death meditation. So it's easier for the lady. They don't have to be in order. Okay? How do I? Okay, let's go, Tim. Lady first. Six problems of not doing your death meditation. Zhong Wen is okay.
无意念死亡冥想的话会过于关注外在 类似食物、衣服还有名利。
She actually can speak English, but...
That's okay.
Okay. if you don't think about death, you will focus more on the outside things like food and clothes and fame.
Okay. What number is that? Number one. Okay. Okay, two more. Wait. She has to do...
第二个是虽念不休，就是虽即使我知道了我会死，但是不是今天的话，我就会把它往后拖，就是明天做，就等于 never。
The second problem is, even though you are thinking about that, you will not practice today, you will delay it, and you will think tomorrow, which is never.
Okay, good. You always think it won't be today. 三?
第三个是虽修不净，就是我虽然去修行了，但是我的那个目的是不纯净的。
Third one is, even though you practice, it's not pure, which means your motivation is not pure when you are practicing.
Okay, good. So, Tim, you have to give her this. This is a reward. Okay. This was made by hand at Mahatma Gandhi's ashram. We went to Mahatma Gandhi's ashram, and they make them by hand. Okay. Okay. Okay, I need a boy. The boy doesn't get a dress, okay? That word. Okay, number four, number five, number six.
If you don't do your death meditation, you will regret.
Yeah, when you die.
When
number five. Two more. More. Anybody help?
If you don't do the death meditation daily, you are not disciplined in your practice.
Okay, good. Yeah. No enthusiasm. What's the last one?
You are always angry if you don't do your death meditation.
Yeah.
About everything bothers you.
Yeah, good. Stupid little things. Yeah, that's good. So, you get a Gujarat shirt. Okay. It's from Gandhi's home state. Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi's home place. Home state. Okay. I hope it fits. You're kind of strong. If it doesn't fit, just give it to... Somebody who didn't do yoga. Okay, cool. Good. All right. Let's go. Let's keep going. How many people thought about dying this morning? Well, brush your teeth. Wow. All right. Okay. Did it help a little bit? It helped me. I was irritated at somebody, and then I look in the mirror, and I was like, let it go. You know? Let's just be nice to them anyway. It's my last day. I can cut them slack. You know, it's okay. They bug me, but it's okay. I'm going to die anyway. They can bug somebody else tomorrow. Okay, good. Adam, Deshindu, yeah, good. Okay. Deshindu means in the same way, Dula Babna. That's a good word to learn, okay? Du means what? Do you know? Du. Time, like Kala Chakra is Dunkor. And pup means what? Pup means to fall down. So Dula Pup is an idiom. In Tibetan, it means when the time comes. You know, when the time comes to die. When the time befalls you. Okay? Dula Pup, na? When the time comes. Chiwe mitsupe sacho kangnang mete. There's no location on this entire planet where death cannot reach you. The hand of death can reach you in any location. And then he quotes the Mitakpe Tsom. Mitakpe Tsom is the book of impermanence, right? And that says, Kangtu nena chiwe mitsupe sacho dene yupamayente. There's no place on this earth where death's hand cannot reach you. Sacho dene yupamayente. Parnang lame. You can go in a space shuttle. You can go up. Parnang means you can go up in outer space and hide there. Gyatso nang name. You can take a submarine under the ocean. You can hide under the ocean. Riwo namki septu shunang. You can go to a huge mountain like the Himalayas and you can drill a cave and you can hide in the middle of... Sep is a rare word that means in the middle of a mountain. Okay? Sep to shugnam mean... And there's no place that you can get some protection. Okay? Then, I don't know, we travel a lot and we travel sometimes to poor countries and we travel to rich countries and somehow you always feel safer when you come back to Phoenix or something. Like, it's safer than, I don't know, Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, you know, but it's not safer, okay? No place is safer than another place. If you travel a lot, you kind of get that feeling after a while, you know. Maybe while you're in Bishkek, they blow up the United States, you know what I mean? And you don't know. There's no safer place, and there's no more dangerous place. It's all the same. Death can reach you any place. When the time comes, Dula Bhavna, then death's arm can reach any place. It doesn't matter if you're in a safer country or, you know, it doesn't matter. I used to fly to India a lot for my Geshe studies, and sometimes Rinpoche would go, and then I always felt better because I'm sitting next to Rinpoche, my teacher, and then we're sitting next to each other on the plane. Then I feel safer, you know, like this plane is not going to fall down if Rinpoche is on the plane, you know, and I'm okay, I'm safer. I was sitting on the window seat, he was sitting in the middle seat. Then we took off, and I was, you know, I was like bored, and there was a newspaper in the pocket of the seat. So I read the newspaper, it says, terrorist bomb went off on airplane under the seat of one person. And one person fell out of the airplane. Then I'm like, oh no. You know, even next to, it really happened. It blew up and just one person fell out. And I'm like, oh man. It's not even safe next to Rinpoche. Geshe-sumbadang. I remember this newspaper. Ngun-gyabos-sel-gel-ki-pu. So there was an ancient Indian king named Prasenajit. Pu-pake-pu, his son was named Virudaka. Shakyanam-sapratsamba. He decided to kill all the Sakyas. Okay, so there's Sakyas and there's Shakyas, so don't get confused, okay? Sakya is the people of Lord Buddha. So Lord Buddha was part of the Sakya clan. Then Sakya is a place in Tibet, and it's a... The dirt there is very pale, which is Sakya. And that's where one of the four great traditions of Tibet started, and it's called Sakya. Okay, so but the Shakya clan, this king decided to kill all of them. Lord Buddha's tribe, Lord Buddha's village, the king decided to kill all of them. Shakya nam sirpat sambikap, modgal ki pu, pakipo maktan chepa dzuchu ki, then modgalyayana was one of the people there. And he has miracle power. So he decided he will just pick up the army and put it on the other side of a mountain. Pakyapo. Pakyapo Maktan Chepa Dzuchu Ki. Dzuchu means through his miracle power. Chi Chagri means it's called the mountains of iron, which are supposed to surround this earth. When you do the mandala, there's a special mountain around the earth. And so he decided to put them outside the mountain. Okay, it's like put them in the Gobi Desert or something. Chichari Kyelwar, he decided to carry them. Samkyang Doktap Mepar. Then the Buddha said, don't bother. It's not going to work. Okay, death is coming. And it doesn't matter if you have some Buddhist powers. You can't stop this war. You know, there's nothing you can do. He said, don't try. Don't even try. Because death is stronger than you are. Then there's a very sad story on the day that the soldiers came to the village to kill the people. A lot of the younger people, like teenagers, they ran to the Buddha's house, Lord Buddha's house. And some of them hid behind his robes. And some of them hid in like furniture in his room. And one small one even tried to hide in his bowl. And they all got killed. Okay? Standing next to the Buddha. Okay? So Buddha's there. They're holding on to the Buddha's clothes. And soldiers couldn't kill the Buddha, but they killed the people holding on to Buddha's clothes. So when we talk about refuge, right? Go for refuge. I go for refuge. Buddha Sharanam Gacchami, Dharma Sharanam Gacchami. Like in Sri Lanka. And they do this refuge. Then many people think it's a Buddha statue. You know, I go refuge to Buddha statue and the statue will help me, but it's very famous in the real Buddhism. The statue can't help you. You know, you're not, when you make a prayer or you go for a refuge, you're not going to Buddha statue, you know, because statue cannot help you. Even real Buddha cannot help you. If real Buddha is sitting there and a death comes for you, even the real Buddha can't help you. Forget the statue. You know, statue can't do anything. You know, so when you take refuge, real refuge is what? Okay, a pen. Maybe in the future there will be a stupa shaped like a pen. And that idea will help you. Everything coming from me. If I plant good seeds, I don't have to die. Okay. Somebody asked me yesterday, do you really have to die, Geshe-la? I said, no. They said, well, why are you giving this 1 week class about have to die? I said, that's more dramatic. You know, first you have to talk about everybody will die and everyone gets sad. Then at the end of the week you say, but, okay, you don't have to die, okay? If you change your seeds, does this pen have to run out of ink? No. Okay. Who made the ink? You did. Okay. If you keep giving away pens, this pen will never run out of ink. Okay. But Geshe-la, I never saw a pen that didn't run out of ink. Geshe-la, I never saw a pen that ran out of ink. Understand? Okay. When you're close to it, you will see it. Okay. Other people already saw it. Many people. Okay. The dogs had a meeting. One dog said, "You can write with a pen." Then all the other dogs said, "I don't think so." Okay? It's very hard to be a dog teacher. Okay. Magaipu kyawar sam kyang dogta me pasang isum. Nime kangsan du shapam. Then there's a special when you do the mandala. Here's the Mount Meru, Sumeru. And on top of that, there's a special paradise, small temporary paradise called the Heaven of the 33. And there's a special house there called a palace, called the Palace of the Sun. Okay. And some people ran to that, but they got killed anyway. Okay. When death comes for you, it doesn't matter how fast you run. Okay? It doesn't matter how fast you run, how fast you go. Jorpa lua. Jorpa here means wealth, like Pelnjor comes from that. So lua means to ransom, to give a ransom. Okay? So you can't buy, when death comes to you, you can't give him a bribe. Okay? It doesn't matter how much money you have. Like government people, you can bribe. But when death comes, you can't say, you know, if I give you $50, will you wait for half an hour? Yeah. Toki yulgepa. Yulgepa means to wage war. Yul means battlefield. Gepa means to wage war. Yulgepa. So it doesn't matter. You can't wage war against death, okay? You can have an atomic bomb. You can have a good rifle, you know. You can have a whole army around you. But when death comes for you, you can't fight. There's nobody to fight, okay? So, kangikyam mi pen. Nothing's going to happen. I'll help you. Somle kyang, okay? Skip that part. Yeah. So these are carving mistakes. The carving said seme and I fixed it to tsom. Okay? You have to... Translation is a fun thing. Okay. You could spend like 2 hours on seme and then figure out it was miscarved. Okay? So tsom le kyang. This is also a book, but it's not the mitakpe tsom. It's not the impermanence tsom. Tsom means a book of advice. Okay? Changsong chenpo nga ngun she kala gyangring dowa yang kangna chu yu chi me pe ne der chin ba ni ma yin. Changsong, what's Changsong in Sanskrit? Changsong means went straight. What's the Sanskrit for straight? Yeah, siddhas. Okay, so that's the Tibetan word for siddhas. Okay. Ngun she nga means... The order of the words here is ancient and it's out of order, but it means they have 5 kinds of clairvoyance. They can see the future. They're like Ant-Man. They can see what's happening in a subatomic level and things like that. They have a power to fly into the sky, like in a good Chinese movie. All those guys are like... I saw Jackie Chan, The Myth, and the lady's always flying like this. And then they show, after the movie, Jackie Chan movie, they always show the mistakes in the movie. And she's coming down and the wire got stuck and she's like... So these yogis can fly in the sky. But death is faster. Death is faster. Okay, it doesn't matter. There are people who can fly in the sky. Those movies are correct. Okay, there are many people who can fly in the sky. But they can't fly that fast. They can't fly fast enough to escape death. Okay, death is faster. Death is always faster. Kangna chuyu chi mepe ne dir. There's no place they can go where death cannot reach them. Okay, there's no such place. Trepe tana transang wenshenga topching. Jutu yipede chidala trepe chokyang. If you could run away from death, if you could move faster than death in some kind of special airplane or something, then the siddhas who have the five kinds of clairvoyance, they know death is coming ahead of time. So they could fly away, but they can't, okay? Nobody can fly that fast. Chokyang, deyang to but even those people died. Historically, all those people died. Okay. Then powerful people die as well as sick people. Okay. We had when I got to the small monastery in New Jersey, we had 10 monks. And some were very strong, big guys, strong. And there was one monk named Geshe Kelden. He taught me Abhidharma. He's from China, Inner Mongolia. And he taught me for many years. And he had tuberculosis. When he came to India, they cut out his lung. They held him down on a table and they cut out his lung. And one lung. So he was always like this, you know. And he'd teach like, you know, and... guess which monk died last? Everybody thought he's going to die first, you know? And then one by one, all these big monks died. I was with one monk. He was very strong, Geshe Yarmpel. I used to live with him in his house. And one morning, I came into the kitchen, and he has his toast, piece of toast, and he's like this. Yeah, and I said, Geshe-la. He's like, Geshe-la. Then I touch him, and he was dead. He died with the toast like this. You know? Okay? Then body ran out, karma ran out. He's eating his toast. And then he died. You know? And body was stuck like that. Try to get him in the ambulance, you know? Try to move the toast, you know? Get the toast out of his hand. And he was very strong. He died first, okay? So we don't know, okay? Sometimes the sick people last for a long time. I always take care of this old lady, right? Mrs. Hancock. Then the other day I was doing death meditation. I said, maybe she outlived me. You know, who knows, you know? Maybe I will die first, you know? She's very sick. She's very old. Then I don't know. Okay? So they give the example of a lion. So lion, you know, you see lion. Singapore, Singa means lion, right? Singapore is the city of the lion, Singapore. And so you always see lion on the Singapore money, and because it means a strong, it means strength. But you have to meet a real lion to really understand how strong they are. So we went to Mr. Wu's place in Xi'an. He keeps a lion there. A tiger. A real tiger. Strong one. And I felt sad. I was kind of, Mr. Wu, it's not very cool to keep a lion. He said, no, you don't understand. Somebody brought it from India and they were hurting it. And I bought it to protect it. And I keep it in a cage. He keeps it in a huge cage. And then he said, don't get near it, you know. And you're like looking at it, and then he goes, bah! And they're so strong. Their arms are like this, you know. And the iron starts to break, you know. He's very powerful. So here they talk about a lion. Lamboche go barmo chom. Barmo means your paw. Or your palm, barmo. Like when you measure, when you buy wheat in Tibet, you buy by the barmo. So you always bring your biggest friend. They have a big barmo, you know. And Okay, so, but when a lion barmo, when they strike an elephant on the head, they can kill it. With one strike, they can kill an elephant. Okay, very powerful. You have to meet a real lion someday. It's very frightening. If there's no cage, it's like you're dead. Okay, you're just dead. Nothing can save you. Nyupe top yekyang, even if you have that kind of power, chiwa chungsana, barmo kum. But even the lion, when death comes, their barmo goes like this. You know? When you die, your kum means retract. Your hands retract. Okay? What deity is kyang kum? Good. Stretching and retracting. Okay? Like this. Okay? That's a long story. Kum ten chidro. Then even the lion has to die. Okay. When death comes, the lion's power doesn't help. Death is more powerful. Topden korlugyowe gyapo yang topki mi pembar chigo. Then there are ancient kings called Chakravartin. Chakra means what? Wheel. And Vartin means empowered by. So there are special kings in ancient times. They are called Chakravartin. And there are four kinds. You're going to learn it in Germany in level 8. Why? Because they are leaders. They are leaders of the world. They are the example in Buddhism of leaders. And so when we talk about level 8 is about leadership. And we're going to start it in Germany. We always start in Germany first time. And it's very interesting if you read about them in the Abhidhamma Kosha, third chapter. Those wheels are what? They are spaceships, okay? They are, what do you call them? Flying saucers. And they can carry like 10,000 troops or 50,000 troops in one of them, and then that's how they control the world. So it means many thousands of years ago, people came to this world in spaceships, and they had spaceships, and they could control the whole world. And they were called wheel kings. So Buddhism has Chakravartins. They are very special karma. So Buddhism believes that the people came here from another world in these ships. Okay? And you can read it in the Abhidhamma Kosha. It's about 1700 years old. And so they're very powerful. Their ships have unbelievable laser guns and nuclear weapons, and okay? But they still have to die, okay? We can't find any of them alive now. They're all dead. They're all gone. Even the spaceships are gone, and everybody's gone. Okay? Pemba Chiga. Rangi gyu nonze la gawa der pakna chiwa de norki lur yupe tsutsam che kyang. Given that people are so interested in money in the world, you would think that money could be used to delay your death. You could buy off death, you know? If you came from another world and you watched modern people, they have such obsession with money, you would guess, okay, tsutsam means you would guess that money must make you able to cheat death. Maybe you can buy more lifetime or, you know, if you came from another world and you said, why are these people so interested in money? Then you would think that, oh, maybe they can buy more life, you know. But even with a Norbu Rinpoche, you cannot buy more lifetime. You cannot buy 5 minutes, okay? There's no place in the world you can go and buy five more minutes of life, okay? It doesn't matter how much money you have. What's a Norbu Rinpoche? Tsumo Rinpoche, Numbo Rinpoche, Lama Rinpoche, Dacho Rinpoche, Mapan Rinpoche, Dajin Buyu Bumba. This is the long mandala, right? And there are 8 jewels. So one of them is the jewel of the jewel. And it's like super bank account. Okay. But it doesn't help you when you die. Okay. Nobody can buy 5 more minutes. Okay. Somebody asked me in New York, can you come see my mother, she's very famous. Her husband wrote The Sound of Music. And can you come see my mother? She's dying, you know. And it was very, how do you say, poignant, because she has all the money. She has unbelievable amount of money. And she had three or four nurses, and full-time nurses, in Fifth Avenue apartment, big apartment, and oxygen tanks in every room. Every room had oxygen lines, so she could walk to one room, breathe, then walk to the next room, breathe, you know. And they said, can you help her, you know, and I said, no, I mean, I can do prayers, but it's Lindsay Krause's mother. And and we did prayers and left, and then she didn't die for another 5 years. She just stayed like that. But you can't buy more time. You see what I mean? It doesn't matter how much money you have. You can't buy it. Okay? That's why when you waste somebody's time, you are stealing something big. Okay? When you waste other people's time, when you're late to class. If you're the teacher and you're half hour late to class and you waste 100 people's time, half hour, you stole something big. Okay, so don't waste other people's time. Don't blah blah. They can't buy it back, you know. They can't say I lost half an hour talking to Geshe Michael about internet stuff, about Facebook, what I saw on Facebook. You know, I at the end of my life, you can't give it back to me. You took it. You took half an hour of my time, and I can't give it back. Okay? So you have to be careful how you... You can waste your own time, but don't waste other people's time. Okay? Gyalpo Ladambe Dole. This is a sutra called Advice That Lord Buddha Gave to the King. Okay? The sutra's name is Advice That Lord Buddha Gave to the King. Raja Desha Nama Mahayana Sutra. Pena Chokshina Rinpoche Sa Rinchembo Sawatembo Ningbo Dandemba. This is sort of an allusion to one of the hell realms, okay? He doesn't say it directly, but there's a hell realm called Dujong. And in that hell, you are born in a valley, and there are mountains on four sides, and then every once in a while the mountains fall into each other, and they squash everybody, they crush everybody, okay? And you have been there many times, and when I talk about it, you have some memory of it, and you, deep down inside, you feel uncomfortable when I talk about it, because you have been there many times, and the walls just come together. The walls of the mountain come and they crush people. Then they open again. And then the people's body recovers. And then they crush them again. And they go through it thousands of times. Okay? And you've been there. You remember. Some part of you remembers. Okay? That's why people get nervous in small spaces. Okay? Chokshina Richembo Sawa. Sawa means very stone, pure stone mountains. Demba. Strong. Nimbo Dandemba. And in the core of the mountain is even stronger stone. Mashipa Magepa. Nothing can destroy them. Nothing can crack them. Nyampa Mepa. Shindu Tekpa. Extremely, what do you call it? Tightly knit stone. Okay. Tekpa. Chiktu Tupa. Tupo. Dense. Shi Namla Rekching. They touch the sky. And Sandokte, they can crush things between them. Tsadang, Shingdang, Shinkelpa, when they move together, they crush the smaller plants, and then they crush the trees, and then they crush the trunks of the trees, and they crush the branches of the trees, and they crush the leaves of the trees, and then they crush the people. And the small animals, and then the humans, they crush them. And even the spirits there, they crush them. Jumbo. Tamje chewar, chemar tak means to dust. They crush them into dust. Chemar tak ching, ongwalani. Gyokpe durbam. When that happens, you can't run away. There's no place to run. You see these movies where the hero is getting crushed between two iron things? That comes from your memory. The writer of the movie was remembering, you know. Gyokpe Drepam Tokidopa, there's no place to run. Norkidopa, you can't offer money to one of the mountains, you know. Doban Zedang. Zedang Ngak, this Zay means, normally Zay means stuff or substance, but here it means like magic substance, like powder, magic powder. It's called Zay. Ngak means what? Mantra. High tone means mantra. Ngak. Low tone means word, okay? You can do mantras and you can sprinkle magic. What do you call? Some lama gave you some powders and it's not going to help you. Men means like super drugs, like soma, oshada. Men ki dopa lawa ni mayano. You can't stop it. You will die. They will crush you. Okay. Who said that? Yeah, Buddha is talking to a king. Gyalpo Chenpo, O king. Deishin du jupa chenpo shi di da onte. When the four mountains of life start to crush you, it doesn't matter how fast you run. It doesn't matter how strong you are. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter if you have gold, silver, mantras, magic powders, special drugs. Okay, men? Dopa lawa mayeno. You cannot stop those four mountains from crushing you in the middle, okay? Then what's he gonna say next? Shikangshena. What are the four? What is the name of these four mountains? Okay? Gawa, aging, nepa, illness, chiwa, death, gupa, problems. Okay? Gupa means problems, okay? The problems of your life. Okay, those are four mountains surrounding you all the time. Gawa, aging. Nawa, ne, sickness. Chiwa, de, and gupa just means like the troubles of life. Okay. Gyalpo Chenpo, gawa ni dharla bapa jom. The purpose of age, old age, is to destroy your energy, your youthful energy. Okay. Age, every year that you gain, more and more of your youthful energy is destroyed. Okay? Just years destroy your energy. Okay? It's not that old people are lazy. Their energy got destroyed. Okay? By who? By life. Okay? Dhala Bapa Jomshing Ong. Nawani Nemepa Jom. Sickness destroys your body piece by piece. Okay? Every time you get sick, a little bit of it stays, okay? You can get better. You get over your cold or, you know, the diarrhea stops finally after 9 days. But there's some damage is done to your body and you can't recover that. Your body gets a little bit older. Your body is damaged. You never really recover completely. Every time you get sick again, it damages parts of your body, and they never recover. Trouble means anytime you get something nice in this life, trouble will come. Okay, you get a nice boyfriend, some trouble will come, something will mess it up. You get a house, you get a new house. You know Yubi Dungyal and Maybe Dungyal? Maybe Dungyal, Yubi Dungyal? Yeah, it's the suffering of not having something and the suffering of having it. Scott told me some joke. What was that? The happiest day in your life is when you get a swimming pool.
Yeah. The two happiest days of a boat owner's life, the day you buy it and the day you get rid of it.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody wants a boat. Every man wants a boat, right? The happiest day is when you get it, but the more happy day is when you get rid of it. Because it's just a lot of work, you know. Okay, so you buy a new house, you finally save enough money, you move in, and then, I don't know, the next day something cracks, or something's leaking, And then starts the suffering of owning a house. Before that, you have the suffering of not owning a house. But they're the same. Okay? It's the same amount of trouble. Okay? So trouble comes to all things. New car, new house, new boyfriend, new child. People get so excited when they have a child. And they should, right? And then the trouble starts, you know. My brother's daughter just had a child. And I went to see the child a few weeks ago. And I'm just looking at this kid and I'm like, he's so innocent and happy. And I'm like, you know, will you be a murderer? Or you know, will you, how many people will you hurt? And, you know, and how many disappointments will you have? What will the world be doing when you grow up? You know, what kind of wars and, you know, will you live in a safe place or not? I don't know. Who knows? America could change, you know. We don't know. And I just look at him and I'm like, oh man, you got so much trouble ahead of you, you know. So gupa. Gupa means trouble, okay. It's attracted by nice things. Okay, jomshing, chiwani sokjom, and then death destroys your life. Okay, when death comes, it destroys your life. Okay, deva leni jopu dopam toki dopam. You cannot run away from those four. It doesn't matter how fast you run. Toki dopam. It doesn't matter how strong you are. Okay, it doesn't matter how strong you are. Norki dopam. You can't stop them with money. It doesn't, tantra, mantras, you know, secret substances, it doesn't help. Shiva lava mayeno. You cannot, this shiva means to stop them, okay? So don't get confused. This is shiva. That, the others were shiva, chiva, okay? So this shiva means you cannot kill them, these four, okay? Shiva. Then I went and got you the original. It's a little bit different, but it's mostly the same. It's a little more detailed. We'll do one more little piece and then we'll take a break, okay? She sung batar chokshi ne ri chambo sawa gyopa shi tsur rup. Tsur rup means when the four mountains decide to come together and crush you. Tsur rup de tsada shing so telwa chepa shing ongna. And it crushes even the, it crushes forests and stones and then people. Tap kangi kyan dopa kawashin. You can't stop it. Gawa dang, aging, gupa dang, trouble, nawa, sickness, chiwa, death, these four. Dokawa, difficult to stop. Nobody can stop them, okay? Nobody can stop them, okay? Then, I finished what I was going to teach for the whole week, but we went faster. I don't know why. Maybe because we didn't have translation. Or the translation is at the same time. So I'm just going to keep going. Okay? We'll do some of Guadalajara. Okay? And we'll just do more. Okay? So let's take a break there. And we're going to start on the second reason why death is certain, okay? We're going to start on the second reason, okay? What was the first reason? You can't stop it, okay? You can pay money, you can run, you can hide in the space, you can go in a submarine. Death will find you, okay? All right, we'll go to number two next. If you need a number two, go. All right, we're on the second reason why death is sure, okay? We're on the second reason why death is sure, okay? Ready? Okay. Gyetse nyipa tsela nyumba mechin djepa machepa yupa sambani. So, in English there's an expression, life is like a candle. It means when you are born the candle is lit. And then every day it goes down, 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 down. Okay, so the second reason why death is certain is that it's always subtracting. Every day you are losing. Okay, you are born with a debit card. Every day you live, you are spending karma. How many karmas? 65 per second. 65 good deeds per second you are losing. Okay, you are using them up. Okay, that's why people get old. Is it possible not to die? Yeah, how? Recharge your debit card. Keep recharge your debit card, okay? Because you were born with a debit card. You were born with, like, I don't know, 10,000 life dollars. And then every day you live, you are using up 65 per second. But if you put more money in the credit card, the debit card, you can live forever. Okay, that's what Buddha did, okay? That's what a Buddha does. They reinvest the seeds, okay? They get into an upward cycle. What's a downward cycle called? Sansara, okay? Upward cycle of, I don't know, Buddhahood? Okay? So if you can make good karma faster than you're using it, you're not going to die, okay? Is it easy? It's not easy, okay? Maybe. The first step is to understand the pen, okay? Because your life is the same as the pen. You just have to make more seeds. Tantra is the only way to do it fast enough. It's the only way to make enough new seeds not to die. It's the only way, okay? So you have to study Tantra later. Is Tantra part of Lam Rim? It is, okay? At the end of the Lam Rim, there's Tantra. So we will do Tantra at the end of the Lam Rim, okay? It's part of the Lam Rim. So Lam Rim is cool because you have both open teaching and you have secret teaching in part of Lam Rim. Okay, we're allowed to teach people Tantra after they finish Lam Rim. Okay. Okay. So we will do. Okay, part of the Lam Rim course. Gita sila numame chiwarangete. Death is definite because ngame le ki kang pamba dele lakpa nimbani chungse tsam yang me. Most people who didn't hear about the pen are using up their debit card and they're not adding any new seeds, okay? And then they must die, okay? If you don't know how to recycle, if you don't know how to reinvest your seeds, then you'll die, okay? If no one taught you about the pen, you have to die, okay? Gyak here means add. There's no way to add credit on your debit card. Okay. Gyakpa mela kechik redishin chidala jenier charte drawer. Every minute you live in this life, you are stepping closer to your death. Okay. Generally, you are flying from Shanghai to San Francisco to Tucson or Phoenix. You know, generally you are traveling everywhere. But on one way, you are walking directly towards death all the time. You know, whether you're sitting in Mexico or you're flying around India, a part of you is walking straight towards death. Every minute you are one step closer, okay? Chinjukle, what's chinjuk? Juk is avatara, chu is Charya. Yeah, Bodhisattva Charya Avatara. Who wrote it? Yeah, Master Shantideva, famous book, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. Okay? So he's going to quote it. If we have time, we should study that book. It's unbelievable. It's great. Super cool. Maybe in VIP programs or something. I don't know. Ninsen Dupa Yang Mepa Sedi Taktu Kogyoshin. Ninsen Duba means you can sleep at night, but your stepping towards death doesn't slow down at night. Day and night, you are stepping closer to death. Day and night, your feet are moving. Doesn't matter whether you're sleeping or watching TV or sitting in the Dharma class, part of you is walking towards death all the time. And your life is shrinking. Your lifetime is shrinking, okay? How much you have left, we don't know. Did you reach halfway? We don't know, okay? We don't know, okay? Could be tonight. Could be 20 years from now. We don't know. Better to get ready now, okay? If you know something's coming for sure, get ready. And then you don't have to worry about it, okay? Number kune yong me na. Nobody's going to give you extra lifetime from someplace else. You know, no one's going to show up from... There's no Mr. Wu who's going to show up with extra lifetime and hand it out. Okay? There's nobody living in some country that has extra lifetime. Okay? Dr. Chiwa Chimingyur. So why do you think you're some exception? Okay? Nobody can give you extra. Somle. Oops. Bernard Takni Kyangbala. Puni kandan kang chukpe, pungi tingla tukpatar, minam sokyang deshino. So in Tibet, they like to make carpets, Tibetan carpets. We have a carpet factory at our monastery. And if you watch them work, it's very interesting. They start with a ball of yarn, and then they have a woof and a whoop. Wharf and a woof, anyway. They go like this, and then they go like this, and you know, and they have a big ball of yarn, and they keep pulling the yarn, and they make it into the carpet. The carpet is called your life. The carpet is called your life. There's different pictures on the carpet. Oh, here she's born. Here she went to school. Here she got married. Here she had kids. Here she got old. And then the ball gets used up, the yarn gets used up, and they make the last part of the carpet called your life, and that's where you die, okay? And then the yarn is, there's only so much yarn to make the carpet. Tapestry of your life, okay? And then it's finished, okay? And the ball is finished. Every day there are new pictures on the carpet, but then someday the yarn is finished, okay? Gyalchok Kelsangki. This is also Gyalsang Gyatso, the seventh Dalai Lama. Kene Kichik Samyang Chamshik Dewang Yang Mepar. The moment you are born, the clock starts ticking. Okay? And nobody has any power to slow it down. No one can say the clock should slow down. Okay? Chidak Shinje Dundu Pangsel Ki Gyukpe. You are not walking towards the Lord of Death. You are running. Okay? Like those Olympic runner guys, you know. You're not like just walking towards the Lord of Death. You are running as fast as you can. Pangzel means with great running ability. Okay? You are racing towards the Lord of Death. Sumbo Seryang Chiwe Lam Chen La Chedu. Then right now, if you say, are the people in this room alive, most of them who are not sleeping from jet lag, you can say, yeah, they're alive. But actually, you are on the Lord of Death's road already. The moment you were born on the road to the Lord of Death. Okay. Is this person alive in this room? Yes. But they are walking on the road to death. Okay. Already they are half dead. Okay. Already they are half dead. Okay. Nyechen Susar Chipe Nangso Dikyawa. It's so sad to see the whole world like a criminal. Like in America, they still have death penalty. Very stupid, very cruel. Because sometimes you make a mistake and you kill somebody by accident, you know. So better to keep them locked up for their life, right? But still in America, they have a death penalty. You can still kill people. So it's like you take them out. They don't allow you to make a photograph. I don't know why. They don't allow people to watch it on TV. But they take them out of their cell and they walk them to a special room and they kill them, right? So we are all like that. We are all on the way to the killing room, okay? Then they don't want to show on TV the people, they are taking them to the room to kill them. They never show it on TV. They never show them killing them. There's a big problem now in the United States. It's illegal to make those drugs. They buy them from India or other countries. And they don't work sometimes. They kill them halfway and then they wake up. And then they have to use more, you know. Then they run out because it's illegal. To make the drug in the United States is illegal. So then they run out and the guy's not dead yet. So they don't show on the TV. But they don't want to show leading the person to this special room, you know. But we are already on the hallway. We are all, they show us on TV, but we're the same, you know. Somebody's leading us to the poison room, you know. We're all the same. Then they shouldn't show any TV. If you're not going to show the person who's being led to the death room, you shouldn't show anybody because everybody's being led to the death room. Okay, got it? Seventh Dalai Lama. She Sung Ba Shin, Kene Sung, from the moment you are born, Chi Wei Sa, to the place of your execution, Uk Re Re Yun Sam Yang Dupe Ka Mepa, you cannot stop for a break. Okay? It's not like when they kill people in the United States, they give them a special breakfast. Probably it's Geshe Michael waffles. But there's a custom in America, if they're going to kill you today, you get to have any breakfast you want. You know, you can say, I want eggs, I want waffle, I want orange juice, fresh orange juice. You know, it's called, what's it called, last meal. You can have any meal you want, and they will cook for you, okay? So even those guys get to take a break. You know, on the way to kill them, they give them a nice breakfast, okay? But we don't get it. We don't get a break. Every time you breathe, you are one step closer. Okay? You can't say, I don't want to get closer to death. You know, it doesn't matter. You take a breath or you don't take a breath, you are one step closer. Okay? Every moment, you are closer. And you cannot take a break. You cannot stop for breakfast. Okay? There's no break. You go closer every minute. You don't get to take a break. There's no vacation. There's no pause. You are going. Okay? Ta pang sel ki gyu pa le kyang gyo pa gyu ne do shi. You are racing towards death faster than a horse on a racetrack. Ta gyu pang ngel so wa chung se tsam du. Even a horse on a racetrack can take a break. They can slow down and take some extra breath, right? Even in John Brady's yoga class, you can like, when he's not looking, you can like break the pose for a few seconds, okay? You can take a break. Except he has an eye in the back of his head also. But people who are alive, there's no break. You can't take a rest. You can't say, today I want to take a rest. I don't want to get closer to death today. Okay? During the time you're in the retreat cabin, you are closer to death. You know? In the monastery, yoga is secret. You have to have special initiation, and then you can do it in your room, but you can't show people. And if you go to Sarah, Paul went to Sarah, I don't know, but you never saw anybody doing Niguma yoga or something. It's secret. And people do it in their room, you know. And then there's a little club of people who are doing Niguma yoga. And we know each other. And you see them on the street, you're like, did you do Niguma? Yeah. One day my teacher came to me, my yoga teacher, secret yoga teacher, right? He said, he's also my logic teacher, which is strange or not. Then he said, did you do yoga today? I said, yeah, I did an extra half hour. An hour and a half. He says, you're 1.5 hours closer to die. I said, thanks a lot. You know. Okay. So even a horse in a horse track can take a break. Chiwanikechikchikamidupar Gyugne, but we are running towards death without a pause. Onwe kechik marere kyang chiwala nirudo. Every minute that passes during the day, we are closer to die. We are closer to death. Okay. Somle, this is another collection of, it's a lojong. This one's a lojong. Okay. Benang epa sepa da komba kanda kham porwe sepe tundu tembatar minan sokyan te shinong. So he's talking about people who have been convicted and sentenced to die. Ngepar sepa means those who have been convicted and sentenced to death. Ngepar sepa means definite dyers. Komba, what's komba mean? And don't say meditation or I'll throw something at you. Huh? Not even that. Okay. This komba, with this spelling, no sa, means to take a step. So you have to learn. Okay. Gomba means to meditate. Komba with an S means to get used to something. And komba without an S means to take a step. Okay. And the verb is porwa. So komba means a step. Porwa means to take a step. Okay. But literally, porwa means to reject something, okay? Throw something away. Like, kinik porwa means what? Throw out the garbage, okay? But it's the verb that's used for taking a step, to throw a step, okay? Komba porwa. Kandang kang, every step you take, sepe dundu tembatar, you are getting closer to the execution room, okay? There's a big problem in the United States. I mean, they decided the drug is more humane. It's more kind to shoot the drug into somebody, but it doesn't work all the time. And there's no way to test it. and so sometimes they shoot you. They have five guys stand with a gun. Only one gun has a bullet in it. So the guy doesn't know if they killed the guy or not. So they all aim at the person's head and they all pull the trigger at the same time. And because they don't want somebody to have bad dreams for the rest of their life that they killed somebody. So you never know which person killed him. You see what I mean? Minam sokyang deshino. Our life is like being led to the execution room. All of us. We are already on the way. Somebody's leading us to the execution room. Okay. She sumbatar lukchik supar china komba rire shin yang chiwa niwa shin. So, I don't know, you know, if you like to eat meat and you think it's stupid that they don't serve meat at these retreats, you should go to a slaughterhouse. You should visit a slaughterhouse, okay? You should go to one. There's one near here. I used to take my students there where they kill the cows, okay? And they put a hook here. On this tendon, they put a hook through the foot. Then they pull it up upside down, you know, and the cow is upside down. And then one guy has a knife, and he slices here. First, you have a gun. It goes like that. It's a gun that it's just for breaking the street. There's a gun, and first you put it here, and it goes boom, and then they're knocked out. Then you. You put the hook on their leg, and then there's a chain, and they go upside down, and then one guy cuts the throat, and all the blood goes poosh, and he does that all day. All day long he does that. He's covered with blood all day. What's her name? Carola's friend in Argentina. Her main helper. Her husband does that for a living. All day long, he just slits his throat. And covered with blood all day long, you know. And if you see it once, you will never eat meat, okay? You should go. Then they found out why we're doing it. They won't let us go anymore. They won't let us go. Somebody took a video, and they got angry. So they don't let us go anymore. But if you see it once, you won't eat meat, okay? I think that when you order a steak in a restaurant, they should bring a cow and tie it to your table and give you a big knife and say, you kill it, we'll cook it. And then nobody will eat meat, you know. Anyway, in Tibet and places like that, they take the sheep one by one and they take them into the room and they kill them one by one. And for 50,000 years, human beings have, they got the most calm sheep from 50 sheep, and that's the father of the next generation. So they picked the most, what do you call it? The sheep who's not going to fight. And each generation, they take the sheep which is most cooperative. And the same with cows. So for 50,000 years, people took the most happy, calm cow, and that was the one they used to make the babies. And so for 50,000 years, they made animals who are too friendly and too happy to fight when you kill them. You see what I mean? They are trained to be calm. And so they can watch the first sheep gets his throat cut and the next one's like, you know, they don't know, they can't think to try to run away or something, okay? Lukchik Sasakchina, when you're leading the sheep to the place of killing, Komba Rishin Yang Chiwa Niyawashin, every step they take, they are closer to their death. Rangjak Yang Kene Sung, starting with the moment we were born, Chiwala Kokche Shargyak. Shargyak means we are headed straight towards death. So you take detours in your life, right? You move to California. You know, you move to Guadalajara, you go from Guangzhou and you move to Singapore. So you are moving like this around the world. But actually, the moment you are born, Shargyak means you are stepping directly towards death. You're not moving anywhere. It doesn't matter how many places with beaches like Thailand that you move to. You are going directly to death, okay? You're not going south, east, north. You are, every moment you are on a straight line to death, okay? Shargyak, Mindruwe Dume, and there's no moment when you're not stepping. Even when you're asleep at night, you are stepping closer, okay? Ngartse Jitsam Song Simbe Laponi Shintune Nyungshing. The time you have left is not much, okay? Most of us have used up most of our lifetime, okay? Most of us have used up most of our lifetime. Oh, Geshe-la, all the people over 60 have used up more of their lifetime. You can't say that. There could be 25-year-old people in this room who will die before us 60. When you get to 60, you're much wiser than other people. But, how much time is left for each of us? We don't know. The youngest person in here could die first. We don't know. There's no rule. Okay? There's no rule. It could be the youngest. Somebody in here will die first. Okay? And next time in October we'll say, oh, so-and-so died. And we don't know who it is. Somebody in this room may die before October. We don't know. Okay? Could be the youngest person. The time you have left, shindune nyung. It's not much, okay? Compared to what you've used up already. Deyang uktang chutsu shak dawa lo songwei ze. And that time that you have left is shrinking every lo, every year, every dawa, every month, every shak, every 24 hours. Every chutsu means hour, okay? And every uk, every breath you take, you are cutting into the time you have left. The time you have left is not much, and it's every breath, it's cutting less and less. The time you have left is getting smaller and smaller. Every time you take a breath, the time you have left is getting smaller and smaller, okay? Songwei Zhe Ching, this Zhe, normally, Zhe is the honorific for verb for to do. Like, Zepa Chuni is the 12 deeds of the Buddha. But with an ao prefix, okay? Maybe that's a dictionary entry, Adam. Aon Zada Dze. It sounds like the verb to do, dzepa, but it's because it's prenasal. But in this case, it means to be used up. Okay? It's used for the rubber on the bottom of your shoes or on a tire. Dzepa. It means worn out, used up. Okay? Dzeching, ninching, tani shirin song. And then one day it's time to go. Okay? One day it's time to go. Shi ren song means it's time to die. Ren means time. Okay? It's time to die. Do ren du. Time to go. Sawa shi lobo do ong. And nobody expects it. You know? Somebody says, okay, this is it. This is your last day. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. I was going to do some. I have some projects I didn't finish, you know. In the Shanti Deva, it says, Dini mache di cheche. Loborduni chidagni mahidani longbish dulpashin. It means death comes and people say, wait. No. I'm halfway through writing a book. Do you understand that? You know, I have a project. You know, I have my project. My project is not quite done yet. Give me another hour. Give me another couple of days, okay? Doesn't matter. Loborduchi. Lobordu ong. It comes suddenly. Even if you're sitting there thinking you're not going to die today, you can't stay. Okay? There's no way you can stay. Even those people who are laying down in a peaceful, sweet sleep, they are running towards the Lord of Death. Okay, like you come into a room and you see a child on a bed, and they look so innocent, and they look so beautiful, and they are sleeping very quietly, but they're not. They are running towards the Lord of Death. Okay, during the time they're on the bed sleeping peacefully, they are running straight to the Lord of Death. Full speed. They are running full speed. Okay. Yukte drosum. Okay, how many reasons for why death is definite did we have so far? Two. So far we did two. What was the first one? Yeah, you can't stop it. Doesn't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter how where you stay. And it doesn't matter how strong your yoga is. Okay, when it's time, it's time. What was the second one? Yeah, just think of a candle. Dennis is right. Okay, just think of candle. Every moment you are losing. Okay, so when you think of the second reason, it's like you can think of a candle. Okay, the first reason is the last meditation you have on your paper. What's the picture? Huh? What's the last picture? Yeah. Amazing, two ladies doing amazing yoga. What do you call it? Acro yoga, right? Why do we have that picture? Yeah, they're both dying while they're making muscles. Okay. They're both dying. If you spend 1 hour in yoga, you're 1 hour closer to dying, okay? They're very strong. They're very fit. They're very skinny. And they are dying, okay? Doesn't matter, okay? So now, because we went super fast and you were so cool to sit here so patiently, we reached meditation 15. You have to add it to your own paper. I wasn't supposed to get this far, okay? What is meditation 15? Death is certain because it's the second reason. Meditation 15 is the second reason. Yeah. So you draw a candle. Put meditation number 15 and draw a candle. Okay? Scott can find one online somewhere. I don't know. Just draw a candle. Maybe you can put a baby sleeping in the bed very peacefully. Okay? Same thing. Okay? So now, because you guys were so Because you weren't fidgeting in class and you were so patient, I kept going. Okay. Usually I would give people another break. Okay, so we're going to add a meditation, number 15. It's a candle. Okay. Now we're ready for number 16, which is the third reason why death is definite. Okay, you ready? Gyutsen sumba sumbe tseyang chuja long mepar ngepar chiwa samba ni. Even in the time you have left, you won't have time to do much practice. Okay, if you have 5 years left, you have 3 years left, you have 10 years left, even if you decide to practice, you will find out there's not enough time. Okay? If you have 10 years left, you have 20 years left, and you try, and you get spiritual, and you decide to try hard, you will discover that time melts away very fast. Okay? You don't have time. You think you have time, but you don't have time. Why? Even if you have a lot of time left, you will discover that you can't make much time for practice. Okay? Why? If you say that the normal human being lives 60 years, okay? You lose half of that 60 years sleeping at night. Okay? So we take a human life, 60 years, getting ready for bed, feeding yourself, etc. It takes half the day. All the feedings, all the dressings, all the buying clothes, all the buying groceries, all the sleeping time, cut 30 years right away. Okay? How much time you have for practice? Cut it by half. Because you got to sleep, you got to eat, you got to take a shower, I hope. Okay, jote. Sum chumpo deyang. And if you take the 30, se sawe yun so parchena. If you take out all the time you need to cook your food and get ready and blah, 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 grocery shopping, se yun so parchena, if you cut that time, sam deni tunshin nyanju tabu chenang chuja la long. So say Tunshi Nyanjur. Tunshi Nyanjur. Chile Miyawa Dambe Sunshin Dupa Jingi Lo. This is the last part of the three principal path. Tunshi Nyanjur. What's Nyanjur? Yoga practice. But here it means tantric practice. Okay? What's Tunshi? What's Tundu? Tunduk is 6 times. What's Tunshi?
4 times.
4 times, okay. So when you do a tantric retreat, like the 3-year retreat that these guys did, every day is divided into 4 parts, okay. Every day you have 4 sessions of practice. In a tantric 3-year retreat or 1-month retreat or 2-week retreat, we will teach you at the end of the Lam Rim how to do a Tunshi Nyanjur. And it's at the end of the may I practice the 4 periods, the yoga of the 4 periods, okay? So we'll teach you later how to do the yoga. When you do a tantric retreat, you're supposed to do 1 session like before dawn, and then you're supposed to do 1 session like by noon, and then you do 1 session end around the evening, and then you should do 1 session during the night. Okay? These are called 4 sessions. Tunshi Nyanjur Tabu Chenang Chuja La Long. If you add up all the years of a 60-year human life which are available to do your 4 tantric periods every day, there's only 5 years. Okay? A normal human being who really wants to do tantric practice, they will discover that out of 60 years, only 5 years is available for deep practice. Okay? That's all you really have. If you live for 60 years, which is not sure, you really only have 5 years to practice. Okay? The rest is wasted. cooking, eating, pooping, shower, sleeping, reading Facebook. Okay? If you cut out all the stuff you have to do to live, make money, you only have 5 years out of your whole life to practice. Okay? If you add up all the time, it's only 5 years. Okay? Longale me, that's all you have, 5 years. Rangchak losar tsepana. So in Tibet and in China, New Year's is a big thing, okay? New Year's is a big, big deal. According to the moon calendar, right? Not the Roman calendar. So when it comes New Year's, everybody celebrate, you know, first month of the year, February. In February, there's 1 month celebration. You go see your family. You take everybody gifts. In Tibet, you have to eat a lot of yotel, kapse. Tendel ama shigyin ser. And everybody says, it's so wonderful, the new year is starting. Tendel here doesn't mean dependent origination. It means, oh wow, this is so cool. The new year is here, you know. People from Singapore write me and say, Geshla, will you do a video for the new year? Then I'm supposed to say something happy about the new year. Tendel amashi yin ser gatenche. Gatenche means everybody celebrates on New Year. In America also, you drink champagne and get a headache. Dene munlam cheme du chen so. Then in the following months in Tibet, you have the Munlan Chemo. You have the Great Prayer Festival. So every month you have a big holiday, like Easter, or Christmas, or, you know, in America, you have these holidays. Working people love them because you get 3 days off, you know. I used to, you know, be so excited when I got a 3-day holiday. She in Gatenche. So every month has its own little celebration, right? Maybe it's your birthday, maybe it's your anniversary, but every month has a few days of Thanksgiving. There's some seichu, there's some excuse to have a party, right? And you get all busy. In America, you have to make cookies, you have to cook turkey, you know, you have to eat a lot of food. Who was that? Who did Thanksgiving with us this year? Was Stanley and Allison? Allison. We did Christmas. We took them, we did a real Christmas. We made them eat like for 2 days. Then we went to visit the old people and we sang Christmas songs to them. And so every month has a holiday, right? Something to mark the month. And then suddenly the year is over, and it's New Year's again. Okay? See what I mean? I know many women, they have large families, and in America, it's mainly the woman's job to celebrate people's birthday, or cook for the holiday. And I know some, I have some friends who say, it's so terrible. I finished the kid's birthday, then it's time to make a New Year food, you know. I finish the New Year food, then it's time to do my anniversary. Then I finish the anniversary and then my other kid is having a birthday. And I'm cooking all the time. And then the year is finished, okay? Years go like that, okay? Years just go like that, okay? There's a lot of ladies, so when they have a big family and when they finish breakfast, they have to start cooking lunch. When they finish lunch, they have to start cooking dinner. There's no break. Okay, life is like that. And then suddenly, the kids are gone. And you're old. And you're alone. Okay? It goes like that. Right? Sasir la yang la do. Say, ship tsam. Ship tsam means like that. Life just goes like that. The whole year goes like that. Suddenly, it's New Year's again. 2017. Geshla has to make another video. You know, okay. By the way, I enjoy making videos. It's fun. I mean, don't worry about it. Gungtan Rinpoche, this is a famous lama who we are inputting nowadays, or he's next on the list. Gungtan Rinpoche, he's one of the lamas we are typing in right now. Nyamlan Chegyu Maten Nishutel. I love this verse. I don't know, I never forgot it. Some of the things Rinpoche said stuck in my mind. Some things are... Nyamlan Chegyu Maten Nishutel. Chedo Chedo Ngangla Nishutel. Machung Machung Sershing Chulak Tel. Mitze Tongba Sepin Nam Tayin. He says, you want to know the story of my life? It's Tongba. Kongxing. It's empty. It's nothing. You want to know the story of my life? Kong. It's nothing. Why? Nyamlan Chigyu Maden Nishutel. I spent 20 years as a young, stupid person. Everybody under 20 is stupid. You know that. You know? In America, they did this psychology thing. They found out people under 20 die of accidents more than anybody because they're so stupid. They go fast on motorcycles and they do bungee jumping? Bungee jumping. They think they're never going to die. They think they're immortal. And the death rate by accident among people younger than 20 is very high. In the United States, it's the highest death rate because they do stupid things. So up to 20, you're too stupid to think about Dharma. You just think about boys and clothes and... Okay? Nobody... Very few people under 20 get spiritual except for Deng, who start at 15, okay? But before 15, you didn't do anything either. Okay? So... okay? So up to 20, everybody's stupid. Okay? Anybody over 20 knows that. So I wasted my first 20 years doing dangerous, stupid things, okay? Or combing my hair for my boyfriend, okay? Chedo chedo ngangle nishute. The next 20 years, I was getting ready to practice. I was like, I gotta practice. Someday I had to practice, you know? The first 20 years I spent my life too stupid to realize I have to meditate. The next 20 years, I was making excuses why I didn't meditate. Okay? I was making excuses of why I'm going to practice next week. Okay? That's how I spent my second 20 years. This is called the empty life of Gungtang Rinpoche. Okay? This is the story of my life. Machung Machung Session Chu Lak Tel. And I spent more than 10 years at the end regretting that I didn't do anything. Okay? So, 20 plus 20 plus 15 is 55. Okay, I spent 20 years too stupid to practice Dharma. The next 20 years, I delayed. And then the last 15 years, I was thinking, oh, that's a pity, I didn't do anything. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't do anything. So how many years? 55, okay. I don't know, somewhere in there he did 5 years of practice, okay. That's a very famous quotation. People spend their first 20 years too stupid to meditate. People spend the next 20 years too busy to meditate. People spend the last 20 years regretting that they didn't meditate. Then it's done. That's the whole life. Tongba, Kong. Empty life, okay? That's how to spend 60 years, okay? If you think it takes a long time, talk to some of us older people. You know? I don't know. When I was 20, they said, don't trust anybody over 30. Okay. There's a Beatles song, When I'm 64. That's next year. No, anyway, okay. Sumbata dambo chipe tse chumiden. Sumbata, we got 7 more minutes, so hang in there, okay? And I'm just going. Let's just do it. Chibe tse chumiden. Chiba means when you're a young person. Chumiden. You don't think about Dharma. There's no reason to think about Dharma. Somebody say, oh, you're going to die tomorrow. You're like, come on, man. You know, I'm 18. People don't die when they're 18. De jesa che che de chung wanang. Then the next 20 years, you're thinking to do some Dharma, but chega chega nyamne laglen ma kewa. But you never have time because you're too busy with your life. Making money, starting a family, getting a house. You're too busy. You keep saying you're going to do it, but you're too busy. From 20 to 40, you're too busy. Okay? You're always going to do it next week. Chumiyong, ge sine, and then after 40 and you're already too old, and you can't think straight after 40, right? I think so. Then people start to get, they get this kind of religious, okay? Oh, money pay me who, money pay me who, money pay me who, money pay me who. Because they can't meditate anymore, they can't study anymore, they're too old. They just do prayer, you know, money pay me who. And the older they get, the more they do the prayer, right? Because so many people died around them. They're like, oh my God, I better do some prayers. You want to study Dharma? No, no, I'm too old. I can't understand what Geshe Michael talks about. It's just a pen. I don't understand what he's talking about. You know, try to teach old people. It's hopeless, okay? After 40, very difficult. Sorry. Okay. Chima Munlam Dab Dapale. Tantra also, you have to practice while you're fairly young. Okay, it's better. It works better. Okay. Gay Sine Chima Munlam Dab Dapale. Dachuma Song. Lay here is comparative. Okay. All you can do is do simple prayers. Nothing more than that, lay, T-H-A-N, okay? Chung Ma Song means, oh, I blew it. Chung Ma Song means I blew it, okay? I blew it. I should have done a three-year retreat when I was younger. It's too late now, okay? I should have done those retreats. I should have done one of those. Now I'm too old, okay? I got too many responsibilities, okay? Like that. Ma song she chijar me pachung, and then there's nothing you can do about it. It's too late. Okay. Okay. 4 more minutes. Hang in there. Dena tata gashig ni chuche do che do nyambe ngang ne yangwadang gashig ni chuma chung ser ne gyopa chebe tula lep sawa mambo yopa. So basically, there's only two kinds of adults in the world. Half of them are making excuses why they can't do their practice, and half of them are too old to practice. Okay, half of them are saying, oh, I don't have time to practice. Half of them are saying, oh, God damn, I should have practiced when I was younger. It's too late now. Okay, all right? You can divide all the adults into two. Forget the kids. Forget people under 20. They're hopeless. You can tie them up and teach them Dharma. They won't hear anything. Okay. Somebody asked me, you want to meet young Rinpoche? In my heart, I said, not till he's 20. Of course I have to say, oh yes, I want to meet Rinpoche, you know. But actually in my heart I'm like, when he's 20 I'll talk to him. You know, I don't want to talk to him before he's 20. He's just going to play, you know. He's going to eat candy for 20 years. You know. Okay, so I met him. By the way, after I met him, I think we were all high for like 2 days. I don't know about you, but he is magical. He is magical. You should meet him. He's just a little kid. How old is he? 6? 8? But if you meet him, you feel like you... Afterwards, you feel happy like you met the Buddha, okay? So if you get a chance, you should do it. Because probably you did meet the Buddha. Okay. Chedo nyambe ngane yamwa dangashine. Rang re de la tonga na de la lakyun tabu. To Tashing, when you see these two kinds of adults in the world, half of them saying, I don't have time to practice Geshe-la, I'll come to the next retreat. All the people who didn't come to this retreat, they lie to me. And I don't like it, you know, I'm not stupid, okay? I also used to lie to anyway. Then somebody, I'm too busy, you know, and I'm like, yeah, yeah. Somebody told me I have to go to a wedding, and I found out what they really went to, and then somebody else told me they have to do some business stuff, and they went to Tucson to move furniture for somebody, and, you know, stuff like that. And just tell me the truth, okay? Or don't tell me anything, okay? So they're too busy. So when you see those people, it should inspire your practice. It should make your practice stronger, you know. Okay, here's somebody making stupid excuses why they cannot come to a priceless opportunity to become a Buddha, you know. Then when you see them, you know, in your mind, you can't criticize them directly. They might be a Buddha already, we don't know, okay. But as an example, you should say, I don't want to be like that, okay. I don't want to be like that. And then the other half of the people, what? Geshe-la, I'm too old, okay? There's two students who used to come to all the retreats. They helped build this place. And the wife had a stroke recently. She had a stroke. And she can't think so clear anymore, okay? And they called me. They said, we can't come this time, you know. She can't sit in the class, okay? It's too... So when you see people like that, half of the people say, Geshe-la, I don't have time to come. I have a really important thing to do, like move furniture for my friend. And then the other half say, I can't come anymore. These people came to class since 1990. They are coming to class for how many years? 26 years. And then this year they couldn't come because she had a stroke, okay? So you look at those two groups of people. One of them, I don't have time. The other of them, it's too late. And then when you see those people, you say, okay, goddamn, I'm going to do it, you know? I'm going to really do it, okay? I'm not going to be like them, okay? I don't mean judge the people, but judge the activity, okay? Maybe they're Buddha, we don't know. Maybe they're moving furniture for the Buddha, I don't know. Okay. 다싱님아레니네 최제 롱메피 드메피 차와 켈첸레 수네민드파. Don't make useless jobs for yourself. Don't make up new reasons to be too busy to practice, okay? So at least don't start new stupid projects that don't do anything, you know? I was going to learn to play classical guitar because that guy who came last time here, I heard him in a restaurant. I said, can you teach me to play like that? He says, yeah. You know, I pay $75 an hour and he teaches me. I quit after like 3 days. I said, either I can learn this guitar or I can meditate. But I don't have time to do both. So don't make new stupid projects for yourself, okay? Like before you start a project, decide whether you want to do it or not. I don't mean playing guitar is stupid. If you play guitar with the right attitude, it's an offering to Buddhas. That's great. But before you start a new project or you say, I want to learn French or something, you know how many times I quit learning French? I think 5 or 6. Ben Gami, I drove him crazy. We started like 5 times, you know. Then suddenly I'm like, why the hell are you learning French, Geshe-la? You can use Google Translate, you know. Like, well, why are you wasting your time, you know? Okay? So don't make new reasons not to practice. Don't make new projects that don't mean anything, okay? Then you have a project to feed. Candy's doing a project. Where is that? Candy's doing a cool project, okay? It's to feed the kids at... do you have a hard drive, a disk drive thing? I'll show you. Hang on. Oh, it's too late. Oh, where is that? I'll show you a photo. Where is that? Yeah. It's called image 7645, okay? It's image something something number after it, okay? Cool. Anyway, when we went to India, I didn't have time to go to the monastery. And actually, I don't have anything to do there, really. You guys are learning better than they are, I think. So I'd rather spend my time with you. But I did see my teacher, Geshe Lothar. And so he came, he took a 6-hour drive to see us in a place called Bangalore. And we had a nice day together. And we were sitting in the room and Geshe-la gave us a teaching and I translated. And then they said, you have any questions? And Hasson and Orit started asking questions. And there were 2 Geshe's there. 2 guys, they just finished their Geshe exam and they are doing the 6-year course for the Super Geshe exam. and they're halfway through the Super Geshe exam. Those two tall monks. Then they're like Super Geshes, and Orit and Hassan beat them in debate. It was so cool. And they're like asking the questions, and the Geshes were like, you know, I was really happy. Then you guys are learning better than some of those guys, to be honest. You're learning better than them. If you could speak to Tibetan, you could give them a real good debate. So they gave them a really, it was a cool debate. I was having fun. It lasted like 2 hours, and the Hassel was giving them a real hassle. We should change his name to Hassel. And the Geshes were nervous, you know, and it was, I like it. Anyway, they're helping with the kids in the monastery, the small kids. So they are like, they come to the monastery when they're 5 years old or 7 years old. And we built a school for them. I built a school for them with my diamond money many years ago, like 25 years ago. And they have a nice school, but they don't have food. They don't have enough food for the kids. So in my time, I made a promise. Every kid, every morning, will get a glass of milk, an egg, a piece of bread, and an apple. I made a promise. You know, as long as I have my diamond job, every kid every morning will get a glass of milk, egg, apple, and some bread. And the two Geshes told me, we were there, we were kids in the school when you built the school. And that's why we're so tall, and thank you. They thanked me, they said, that's why we're Geshes. And that's why they're taller than me. And they said, thank you, you know. And the other monk, Jamba, he was before that, and he didn't get the food. That's why he's so short. And he's like, you know. So then anyway, I asked Candy, I don't know, last year, I said, can you get enough money for apple, egg, milk, every morning for the kids? So she's doing this project, both of them. And they are getting food for the kids. Please come up. But it's so cool to meet a guy who says, I'm 6 foot, I'm like 2 meters tall because of you. Thank you. You know, thanks for the egg, thanks for the milk, you know. And it's so cool. And their mind is stronger because they had good food. And they are really good Geshes. I mean, they're not as good as Hassel and Orit, but they're okay. And so if they get some food, they can think clearly, they can become Geshe, they can teach people in the future. They will go somewhere like Australia or Germany and they will teach people, okay? So if you like, talk to Candy, two of them, and help them, okay? Just help them. And they are just quietly buying eggs and milk, and, okay? All right? The school is there. The school is built, okay? But they need food. They need food for the kids, okay? And it's a shame to have a kid who doesn't get enough food and then they can't develop, their mind cannot develop strong, okay? So it's good. It's not a lot of money. An egg in India is very cheap. Okay. Mm-hmm.